Czechoslovak Radio, January 16, 1969.
Městská správa veřejné bezpečnosti v Praze sděluje, že dnes kolem 15. hodiny se na Václavském náměstí těžce popálil 21-letý J.P., student filozofie...
The Municipal Office of Public Order in Prague reports that at around 3 p.m. today on Wenceslas Square, a 21-year-old art student, J.P., set himself on fire. He doused himself with a flammable liquid, set fire to his clothing, and suffered serious burns. The fire was extinguished with the speedy assistance of passers-by, and he was taken to hospital by rescue services for treatment. The motive for the act is under investigation.
It was one of the most remarkable single acts in Czechoslovak history, one that still today evokes mingled shock and admiration. The initial report of the self-immolation of Jan Palach, 5 months after the invasion of his country by Warsaw Pact forces, is but one of the materials available to the public through a new website launched to commemorate the life and sacrifice of the young activist. The team assembling the collection of documents, reports, essays, and films has been at work since 2007 under the auspices of Charles University and now also under film director Agnieszka Holland, who is preparing a 3-part film about Palach for HBO.
My name is Eva Nachmillerová. I'm a PhD student at Charles University, and also I work in the Czech Radio. And we all gathered together to create these pages, because our attempt was not only gather one day a year to celebrate Palach's legacy, but also create something more permanent, and more maybe to go deeper into his story and create a platform for a discussion about him.
Patrick Eichler is a journalist and writer and one of the editors of the voluminous commemorative book Jan Palach 69, which marked the 20th anniversary of Jan Palach's death 2 years ago.
From the website janpalach.cz, janpalach.eu, there are a few parts. One is introduction with general information about team and about webpage. Second one, it's about Jan Palach, his life and act. Third one, it's called Memorial Places, and it's devoted to the places which are connected with Jan Palach's life and places which remind us of Jan Palach. Many statues, monuments, for example, Jan Palach's grave, etc. Fourth part, it's dedicated to living tortures, not only in Czechoslovakia, but all around Europe. For example, here is Oskar Brisevitz in Eastern Germany, or some people from Russia, Baltic states, etc. And there are also archives with films, with documents, with photos, etc. So people can use these documents, can use these texts, yeah, and these texts are not only in Czech, they are in English and in Polish, and will be also in French.
The website primarily, as you said, provides lots of information about the life of Jan Palach. What kind of person was he?
Jan Palach was a student of the Charles University, student of history and political economics of the Charles University. He was active member of student movement during '60s, during the Prague Spring. He was the son of middle-class family in the small city about 50 kilometers far from Prague. The city is called Všetaty. But what can we know about 20 years old young man? Yeah, he was a member of Sokol, it's a Czech athletic organization. Yeah, we know that his father was, I don't know, sweet maker, something like that. His mother was home worker, and he had one older brother who studied medical faculty, but afterwards he worked in one factory on the northern Bohemia.
K tragickému činu studenta Jana Palacha zaujal stanovisko také městský výbor komunistické strany.
The Municipal Council of the Communist Party of Czechoslovakia has made the following statement on the tragic act of the student Jan Palach. No one can remain indifferent to this desperate act, and the virtuous and sincere intentions of this boy cannot be doubted. At the same time, however, it is impossible to identify with the method that Jan Palach chose. For the good of social socialism now and in the future, it is necessary to live, not die.
I think the main legacy of Jan Palach, it's politics. Yeah, because Jan Palach was interested in politics, and I think the self-immolation of Jan Palach in the middle of January 1968, it wasn't Jan Palach's first attempt to make politics in Czechoslovakia different. Jan Palach was member of student council on the high economic school where he was studying first 2 years on the high school. He participated on the student strike at the end of the year 1968. And, for example, make one plan how to occupy Czech radio and make some public call for strikes and for protests at the end of the year 1968. And the self-immolation was the last step on his attempts how to make the Czech politics different in the 60s, a way which started with the beginning of the Prague Spring Movement.
So you feel like it was the accumulation of frustration for him after many attempts at trying to make a change?
I think it was not only frustration. It was a step in the way how to make politics different, how to open some possibilities which were closed by the normalization period in Czechoslovakia. Yeah? How to cancel censorship, how to make the free elections possible, how to open culture space.
What does it mean for you personally? Why did you want to get involved with this project?
What has always appealed to me about Jan Palach, so he had the courage to act actively, to do something, to protest against this passivity or lethargy of the society, and he felt he had to do that even with so drastic cases as setting himself on fire. But it was not only his act of desperation or something, he had real political requirements.
It's a very drastic way to handle a situation or to express oneself. Do you think that it's really a suitable example today, especially when only 10 years ago there was a series of other people who were burning themselves on the same spot as Jan Palach, also protesting the situation in the Czech Republic more than 30 years later?
Yes.
Is it not actually really a dangerous example?
Yes, it's a really a drastic way of expressing himself or making a political statement. But I think it was the time and the regime in which Jan Palach acted like that. It forced him to do this act so drastically. I can't imagine, but it been horrible, just the state of the moral decline in the society, and he felt something has to be done, and I think we can't understand how Jan Palach felt or others, Jan Zajíc, and so. You asked about what people should take from the pages, so I think it's not only this historical factography or knowledge about Jan Palach and historical context, but our aim was make them ask more general questions or essential questions facing this act and this life story, like have I done any good for the others, or what kind of life I live. And so I think this moral impact of this act was very important to us.
Eva Nachmilnerová, one of the organizers of the new Palach website, ending that edition of Czech History by Christian Falvey.